I want you to, if you have your Bible, open up to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians, the third chapter. I want to talk about something that we all know about, but faith doesn't come because I heard it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And there are certain things from the Word of God we have to constantly remind ourselves of. And constantly be teaching and preaching. It's our responsibility to put ourselves individually, but then as ministers to put everyone in remembrance of these things. And I want to talk tonight about redemption. Amen. Our redemption. Redemption is not a Bible word. It's not a theological term. It is an eternal reality for those who are in Christ. And God, it is more than just to talk about. It is something that has been purchased. In other words, bought and paid for. There was a price in order to obtain redemption. And the price, was totally paid. There's no more price that needs to be paid for our redemption. Amen? It is a legally in heaven established fact. And truth. It is a truth. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. Now here in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Christ has. Now notice that's past tense. We're not going to be. We are. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. For law being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The word redeem means to pay a price, to purchase. Sometimes, it does mean to reclaim something that was lost. And in God's case, yes, mankind needed redeemed. We had been sold because of our own decision, if you will, into servitude to the devil. But Jesus came as a man. The first man's sin, God has sinned to this. Jesus came as a man, bore the sin nature of the entire world, bore that for us so that we could be now redeemed back to God. Other words that are important in here is reconciled. Reconciled. Paul said he's given us the ministry of reconciliation, God has, to implore people, be reconciled to God. God's not counting your sin against you any longer because he put it on Jesus. Amen? Now, redemption, here's something that it's a harsh reality, and sometimes, I don't say this to hurt anyone's feelings or not, but I'll use me an example. Redemption is true whether I experience it or not. My experience does not change the truth of the Word of God concerning redemption. Amen. One of the very first books ever in publication from this ministry was Redeemed. From poverty, sickness, and spiritual death, that was published, and I'm going to read some statements from that book tonight as we go along. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. I mentioned to you that there was a price to redeem us. A price to redeem us. He's talked about how we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Then he picks up in verse 4, Ephesians 1, verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has put he has purposed in himself. Let's stop there. In whom, he said, verse 7, we have, notice again, past tense, redemption through his blood, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That was the price. Now, the life of the flesh is in the blood, the Bible says. So when we talk about the shed blood of Jesus, we're talking about him pouring out his very life for us to pay the price. Blood was required. The Bible also says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But how many of you know this? The blood of bulls and goats, the ashes of the heifer sprinkling, none of those things could make us clean. It could cover. And in fact, the result of them going through the yearly sacrifice was tremendous. They were protected for an entire year. They were forgiven and redeemed as much as they could be for an entire year by the blood of bulls and goats. Oh, but God, but that wasn't eternal. It was temporary. They had to do it every year. But God had an eternal plan. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I've mentioned to you before how that one of the greatest revelations that I ever received was that facts change all the time, but truth is the same. Truth never changes. Okay? I know sometimes we call them mathematical facts, but actually they're really truths. Listen, if you take 2 + 2 and you get any answer but 4, you're wrong. I don't care how many facts you have to prove that it's not 4. That's against the truth. Now, here's the thing about that. Truth is eternal. Truth is eternal. You realize right now, any circumstance that you and I are going through right now is temporary. Right? It's temporary. Why? By nature, everything on this earth is temporary. There's a time clock running. Even the devil knows that. Revelation 12:12 says he's come down to the earth with great wrath because he knows his time is short. I was just looking at this the other day in class talking about that Satan was the first sinner in the universe. But then how God said after he did that, God said he's going to put a fire within him, consuming him. Listen, everybody thinks the devil... The devil's not getting any stronger. He's getting eaten up from the inside all the time. He's just yelling louder than he ever has. We're getting stronger. Amen. We're getting stronger. He's overplays his hand. I know several of our good friends, several of them have gone home to be with the Lord, but they're rejoicing. And I'm telling you what the body of Christ, those of us who've stood up at this time, we're going to come out of this stronger than we've ever been. And you know what's going to be the result? The end time revival. The devil has overplayed his hand again. He's up for a whooping right now. Amen? Why? Look what he says here in Hebrews 9, verse number 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Eternal redemption for us. I'm not dealing with some type of redemption that's just here for a moment and every once in a while I run. No, it's eternal. It's an eternal. It's never, what's that mean? It's of heaven. This redemption that we have. We've been redeemed, he said, and received the remission of sins. We've been redeemed, actually, from all the result of sin, the sin nature. That includes dying and going to hell. No, we were redeemed from that. That also means spending eternity separated from God. No, we're redeemed from spiritual death. Glory to God. We're redeemed from sickness and disease. Eternally. Eternally. Now, just as you, and to finish my statement about facts and truth, I found this out when I consistently apply the truth, the facts change. when I consistently apply the eternal truth that I am redeemed, whatever situation I'm going through has to change to match up with what redemption says. It is a legal matter. Legally in heaven, in the court of heaven, the blood of Jesus has already been presented as evidence. And I love what it says, we won't read it, but over in chapter 12, that blood still speaks. It's not silent. Well, if it's not silent, we shouldn't be silent. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord, what? Say so. Amen. I mean, when it looks like you're not going to have enough money, you got to say so. I'm redeemed from lack. I'm redeemed from poverty. Amen. I'm waiting for somebody to develop a sticker to put on a gas pump, no matter how high it gets, that says, not somebody did it, God paid it. God paid it. $4 a gallon. God paid it. All my needs are met. I don't care if it's $5 a gallon. God paid it. I don't care how high it gets. My God's going to bring me the money so I can do what he told me to do. Amen. I don't care how much it gets. Quit fighting against people anyway. We don't wrestle flesh and blood. What do we care? The earth belongs to us. He's given it to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading here. Verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer sprinkling, the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more? Oh, glory to God. If the devil, whatever God he can do to you, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Amen. Amen. You're not who you used to be. In fact, you're part of a new family. I don't care what your natural family was. You're not from a poor family anymore, folks. You're not from an underprivileged family anymore, folks. You're from the family of God. And blood's been shed to guarantee you your spot in this family. Not only does it cleanse us, it puts us in a position, and I think I told him chapter 10, verse 1, I want to read verse 1 and 2. It said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, could never with those sacrifices, which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. Then would they have not been ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers once purged should have no more consciousness of sin. Not just an act of sin or a habit of sin. He's talking about sin consciousness, where I think about myself as a sinner. But it's not only that. Some of us have never stopped thinking about ourselves as being poor or not having enough, not living in abundance. I mean, we can't even say that we're rich. Rich just means full supply with enough left over to help other people. Amen? We got to stop thinking of ourselves as the sick. Jesus shed his blood. Jesus did not go to the cross, shed his blood, take his blood to the heavenly holy of holies, cleanse all of the result of mankind's sin so that we would live here on the earth bound underneath what the devil did through sin. No, absolutely none of that. We're redeemed from oppression of any kind. Now, I'm not sitting here saying you're never going to have any trouble in life. In fact, the moment you find out you're redeemed, Satan comes to me. He tries to steal. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy, right? But you can't do it to me, devil. I'm under the blood. not just under, I'm washed by the blood. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Amen. Now, back in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the curse of the law is mentioned. And I want us to look at a couple things here. While you're turning there, let me read to you from the book, Redeemed from Poverty, Sickness, and Spiritual Death. This is Brother Hagin speaking here. He said, I read from the pen of Dr. John Alexander Dowie about how he received light on the subject of healing. This actually comes from one of Gordon Lindsay's books. Dr. Dowie was pastor of a congregational church in the suburb of Sydney, Australia, when the bubonic plague struck there around 1875. People were dying like flies. Dr. Dowie buried 40 members of his congregation in less than a month. Four more died and were yet to be buried, and many more were stricken with the plague. There was no cure. After visiting the many sick members of his flock, one day Dr. Dowie returned home, sat in his study, his arms folded upon his desk, his head upon his arms, weeping before God. God, is everybody going to die? He cried. Are you going to take everybody? Where did this plague come from? Are you the author of this? He was heartsick at the thought of the families that would be torn apart by the plague, at the children who would be left orphans. Dr. Dowie wrote many years later, then the words of the Holy Ghost inspired in Acts 10:38 stood before me, all radiant with light, revealing Satan as the defiler and Christ as the healer. Many tears were wiped away, Dr. Dowie said. My heart was strong. I saw the way of healing, and the door thereunto was open wide. So I said, God, help me now to preach the word to all the dying around and tell them how 'tis Satan that still defiles. Jesus still delivers, for he is just the same today. He did not have long to wait. Within minutes, two young men burst into his study, pleading breathlessly, oh, come at once. Mary is dying. Dr. Dowie ran down the street after them, not even pausing to take his hat. He was furious that Satan should have attacked this innocent young member of his flock. Dr. Dowie entered Mary's room and found her in convulsions. Her medical doctor, having given up on her, was preparing to leave. He turned to Dr. Dowie and remarked, sir, are not God's ways mysterious? The revelation Dr. Dowie had just received from the word of God was burning in his heart. God's way, he thundered. How dare you call that God's way? No, sir, that is the devil's work. He challenged the physician who was a member of his congregation. Can you pray the prayer of faith that saves the sick? The doctor replied, you are much too excited, sir. 'Tis best to say God's will be done. And he left. Excited, Dr. Dowie wrote. The word was quite inadequate, for I was almost frenzied with divinely imparted anger and hatred of that foul destroyer, disease, which was doing Satan's will. It is not so, I exclaimed. Excuse me. No, the will of God sends such cruelty, and I shall never say God's will be done to Satan's work, which God's own son came to destroy. And this is one of them, how the word of God was burning in my heart. Furious at Satan's attack, Dr. Dowie prayed the prayer of faith for Mary. Years later, he said, he prayed something like this, our Father, help. Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Plead thou for us, O Jesus, Savior, healer, friend, our advocate with God the Father, hear and heal, eternal one. From all disease and death, deliver this sweet child of thine. I rest upon the word. We claim the promise now. The word is true. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Then heal her now. The word is true. I am the Lord. I change not. Unchanging God, then prove thyself the healer now. Thy word is true. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And I believe, and I lay hands in Jesus' name on her and claim this promise now. Thy word is true. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Trusting in thee alone, I cry, oh, save her now for Jesus' sake. Amen. The girl's convulsions ceased immediately. She fell into such a deep sleep that her mother feared she had died. She isn't dead, the triumphant Dr. Dowie assured her. I saw that Christ had heard, and that once more, as long ago in Peter's house, he touched her and the fever left her. After several minutes, Dr. Dowie awakened Mary. She turned to her mother and exclaimed, Mother, I feel so well. Remembering how Jesus had ministered to the little girl he had raised from the dead in the Bible days, Dr. Dowie said, are you hungry? Oh, yes, she said, I'm so hungry. Dr. Dowie instructed Mary's nurse to fix her a cup of cocoa and some bread and butter. That's an interesting meal there. Quietly thanking God, he went into the next room where her brother and sister lay sick with the same plague. After prayer, they too instantly were recovered. Dr. Dowie recalled, as I went away from the home where Christ as the healer had been victorious, I could not but have somewhat in my heart of the triumphant song that rang through heaven. And yet, I was a little amazed at my own strange feelings, still more at my discovery that he is just the same today. Listen to this. From that day on, Dr. Dowie ministered to his flock on divine healing and prayed for their healing. He never lost another member to the plague. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. Look at verse 58. It said, if you will observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then if you will not, he said, observe these. This is part of the curse for sin. But are we redeemed from this? So about what we're about to read here in chapter 28, verse 59, all right, is what we are redeemed from. There's several, you go back in here, there's all kinds of things, but this sums it up. Then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues and long continuances and sore sicknesses of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring, actually the Hebrew is that he will allow upon you the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they shall cleave to you. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord allow to be upon you until you be destroyed. Now, that's the curse. But we started off tonight by reading Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed me from plagues. Christ has redeemed me from sore sicknesses of long continuance. Christ has redeemed me from all the diseases of the world. Egypt represents the world, all the diseases of the world. Christ has redeemed me from every sickness and every plague that's not even named yet. Christ has redeemed me. And it was a price. The greatest price, the most valuable commodity that has ever walked and existed on this earth was the spotless blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what was shed so that you could say and you could live redeemed. We are redeemed. Amen. Redeemed from sickness and disease. Redeemed from poverty and life. Redeemed from mental torment and oppression of the devil. Redeemed. Hallelujah. Redeemed. And that blood still speaks. And that blood can still be applied. And when the circumstances of life come against you as they come against everyone, you can boldly stand up and declare, I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus from this plague. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus from this, new whatever it is. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus from the thoughts that I'm not good enough. The thoughts that I'm a bad person. The thoughts that I'm not worthy. See, those things are just as powerful as being sick in your body. They're just as destructive. You're being stolen from. And the devil wants to kill you and destroy you. But Christ has redeemed you. The most valuable thing that ever existed on the earth. All the silver and gold on the earth, all the precious jewels of the earth could not add up to enough value to purchase your redemption. Not one single person, all the silver, all the gold, everything that's on this earth, if you could mine it all up together and you could bring it and present it, it was not enough to purchase you. But that didn't stop God. He sent Jesus, the Word made flesh, God the Son, who came to this earth. Never stopped being God, but he laid aside his divinity to be a man like you and I, mankind. And he had blood flowing through his veins. Amen. And that blood was shed. It was holy blood. Holy blood. Holy blood. From the first drops, from the beating that he endured, from the crown of thorns, to having that spear thrust into his side, and to what remained as he took it to heaven and went into the very heavenly holy of holies, the type of which was on earth, that the high priest went only one, but he is the high priest. But he didn't go in there with the blood of animals. He went in there with his own blood. And he cleansed forever the heavenly holy of holies. And he made a way, the Bible says, by a new and living way through the blood, that you and I could come to God. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. There's going to be more things come. There's going to be more things in the world. This world system is in a state of falling apart. It's imploding on itself. The world itself, the world, the earth, is groaning for its redemption. That's going to be manifest through you and I. It knows it's going to be remade. Hallelujah. But while we're here, we are the redeemed. And we stay the redeemed throughout eternity. But on this earth, we are the example of what it's like to be cleansed by the blood. I just sense a new challenge to live like I'm redeemed. And quit being caught up with those things in the earth that are happening to everyone. Live as the redeemed. Declare my redemption over it. But then do everything I can to get people reconciled to God. But they're not going to reconcile to God if we're not acting like we're redeemed. Why would anybody want to be like a miserable Christian? Right? No, we're redeemed. Hallelujah. The blood has been shed. The blood still speaks. Hallelujah. 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 The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus in this place. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your blood. We thank you and we praise you for your blood. The blood of Jesus for our redemption. Our redemption. You've purchased us from a life subject to sickness and disease. You've purchased us from a life subject to pain and weakness. You've purchased us from a life of oppression and depression. You've purchased us from a life of poverty and lack. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father. We give you glory, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you. Just enjoy a little bit of this face-to-face time. God's presence is in this place. Oh, we thank you, Father. Oh, Blessed Lord. Blessed Lord. Blessed Lord. Blessed Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd be so kind, for every head bowed and every eye closed. If you've been dealing with depression, light depression, serious depression, doesn't matter what it is, just depression. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. I want to ask you to be really bold. I want to ask you to just stand up in your seat right now. Stand up, not in the seat, but stand up at your seat. Just be so bold. You've been dealing with it. Depression's an attack of the devil. He wants to oppress you. He's trying to control you. Maybe something from your past or something going on now. It doesn't matter what it is. All over the congregation, people are standing. Don't just keep your eyes closed, please. Look around. Nobody looking around. Let them feel free to stand. You're standing before God right now. Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is standing before you with his arms open wide. Just as he told us, come unto me, ye who are weary, burdened, heavy laden. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. The blood of Jesus has been shed. The blood of Jesus has been shed for you. And in that name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift your hand right where you are. You who are standing, lift your hand up to the Lord right now, acknowledging, Lord, I know my freedom from this comes from you. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. For freedom in the blood, redemption in the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, we bless you. Rest of the congregation, let's all stand up together. Say this with me. I am redeemed. The Word of God tells me that by the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed. I am redeemed from sin. I'm redeemed from oppression. I'm redeemed from depression. By the blood of Jesus, I'm redeemed from sickness and disease. By the blood of Jesus, I'm redeemed from spiritual death. By the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed, and I say so. And in Jesus' name, I'm going to live redeemed. I'm going to walk redeemed. I'm going to speak redeemed. And I'm going to have a redeemed person's life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace, Lord. The peace of God. Freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor in this place. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Whew. Hallelujah. Freedom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Things are going to be different from tonight. Things are going to be different from this point. Those of you that stood up, that you stood and you stood before God, you stood before your healer, you stood before your Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, you are redeemed. You are redeemed. When those thoughts come, just speak to them in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I'm redeemed. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. In Jesus' name, I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's all lift our hands and just thank Him right now. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.